Moving on now, Russia accuses the United States and its Western allies of seeking to dominate and impose their ideology on the rest of the world. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Western interventions in Syria, Libya, and Iraq are rampant violations of the UN Charter, which he said guarantees the independence and sovereignty of world states and non-interference in their internal affairs. He added that the West uses various methods, including regime change, against countries which oppose domination on global affairs. Russia's top diplomat also slammed the West's unilateral sanctions against other countries. The West has imposed sanctions on Moscow over its alleged involvement in the Ukraine conflict. Russia dismisses all such allegations as baseless. Lavrov was speaking at a special meeting of the UN Security Council. Journalist and political commentator Fred Weir joins us now from the Russian capital, Moscow. Sir, welcome to the program. Let's talk about the comments made by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He has slammed the United States and their Western allies, specifically pinpointing their interventions in various countries around the world as intended on seeking their own interests and imposing their ideology on those countries and ultimately the rest of the world.
This has been what the Russian official line for, well, increasingly over the past several years, but it reaches a bit of a crescendo now. They have their list of things which you ticked off there about what the West has done, particularly the United States, interfering around the world, trying to impose its will, often by military force or indirectly by arming up or supporting revolutionaries in regimes they don't like. This is the Russian list. And in that Security Council meeting, the Western representatives shot back that Russia is interfering in Ukraine. Russia is doing this and that, maneuvering in the Baltic states and Eastern Europe. So this is a war of words that is getting really familiar, and I don't know what more can be said about it.
Mr. Weir, what expectations are there from the international community, specifically the United Nations, to oppose this trend that the United States has been going along as far as the world can remember?
Well, look, the United Nations Security Council is the body where these things are supposed to be resolved. You're supposed to get a united will of the international community, and it's expressed legally and in an enforceable way by the Security Council. But as you reported, this discussion is unfolding between the leading members of the Security Council. In other words, that body is totally paralyzed and incapable of doing anything about what its members are doing on either side.
Thank you very much, journalist and political commentator joining us from Moscow. That was Mr. Fred Weir.